The Shoes of Fortune by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Carol Phillips. Part 1. A Beginning. Every author has some peculiarity in his descriptions or in his style of writing. Those who do not like him magnify it, shrug up their shoulders and exclaim, "There he goes again." I, for my part, know very well how I can bring about this movement and this exclamation. It would happen immediately if I were to begin here, as I intended to do, with Rome has its Corso, Naples its Toledo. "Ah, that Anderson! There he goes again," they would cry. Yet I must, to please my fancy, continue quite quietly and add, "But Copenhagen has its East Street." Here, then, we will stay for the present. In one of the houses not far from the New Market, a party was invited, a very large party, in order, as is often the case, to get a return invitation from the others. One half of the company was already seated at the card table, the other half awaited the result of the stereotype preliminary observation of the lady of the house, "Now, let us see what we can do to amuse ourselves." They had got just so far, and the conversation began to crystallize, as it could but do with the scanty stream which the commonplace world supplied. Amongst other things, they spoke of the Middle Ages. Some praised that period as far more interesting, far more poetical than our own too sober present. Indeed, Councillor Knapp defended this opinion so warmly that the hostess declared immediately on his side, and both exerted themselves with unwearied eloquence. The councillor boldly declared the time of King Hans to be the noblest and the most happy period. While the conversation turned on this subject, and was only for a moment interrupted by the arrival of a journal that contained nothing worth reading, we will just step out into the antechamber, where cloaks, mackintoshes, sticks, umbrellas, and shoes were deposited. Here sat two female figures, a young and an old one. One might have thought at first they were servants, come to accompany their mistresses home. But on looking nearer, one soon saw they could scarcely be mere servants. Their forms were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?